This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's catch up.
An NFL podcast with Taylor Bisciotti
and Sam Batesh,
where we talk about the biggest headlines in the NFL.
So, Taylor, you know what? Let's catch up.
It's been too long.
Yeah, we really should.
Blue Wire.
Taylor, I mean, people
like
say,
the second that I saw the news, I was like, oh gosh, I have to call Sam, see what he thinks about it.
I'm getting calls from our newsroom, and we're putting together this entire breaking news segment, and of course, and my phone is ringing with numerous people from the office and whatnot, and then I see the Taylor call, and that thought goes through my mind: am I picking this up? And of course, I'm picking
we
this
have
up.
To catch up
because let's catch up because what has just happened, Taylor? You want to just pretend we're catching the world up for the first time on this. You want to just give
Carson Wentz traded to the Colts. Now, I will say, when I saw the news, it wasn't like something super shocking. It wasn't even, I guess Jared Goff's getting traded wasn't really that shocking either, but you saw what happened in the final game. You saw that he was benched. Jalen Hurts went in. But I'm a little confused as to what exactly is happening. You get rid of Doug Peterson. You really dump Carson Wentz to the Colts, which that's a great spot for him to land and a great position for him to be in because he's got a fantastic offensive line, which it's something that the Eagles haven't been able to provide for him for the last several years.
Yeah, certainly not last year, and injuries have really besieged that offensive line. And, you know, you said what happened in the last game was certainly the weird controversy of actually benching Hurts, but it was actually – games earlier where actually that Wentz had been benched in that Packers game. Hurts comes in, they play well, then they win the next week against the Saints, and all of a sudden it looks like, okay, this is Hurts' team. But let's be clear. All right, first of all, you know, Taylor, let's be clear. I mean, Allen Iverson is behind me. This Eagles jacket, which a friend of mine had gotten me on the day of the championship parade. And certainly at that time, in that moment, this starter's jacket was going to represent a new era of Eagles football where, of course, what was it that day was the Eagles just won the Super Bowl and their franchise MVP-level quarterback wasn't even able to go on the playoff run with them. Wow, the future is so bright. And now the statue, the beautiful statue of Peterson and Foles outside the stadium. No Foles, no Peterson. No Wentz.
I'm excited for Carson in Indy, though. I think it was a great move by the Colts. They've got the weapons around him. If Carson, it's a more incentive for, I guess he's under a little bit more pressure to play extremely well because they obviously would bench him to not play 70% of the snaps if
it meant
they're trying to conserve that first round draft pick.
Well, explain that, Taylor. So the bottom line is the Eagles get a third round pick for this upcoming draft. Right now it sits as a second round pick for the next year's draft, although that becomes a first round pick if Wentz plays 75% of the snaps or if he plays 70% and they make the playoffs. So you're right. The incentive there is
at that point, you know, they're not 100% sold on Carson Wentz at this point. Say, you know, you're at 60% of the season and you're thinking, well, he's got to play extremely, extremely well in order to prove that we should keep him playing for a first round draft pick.
The difference between a second and a first round pick, it's massive. Way to Philadelphia. So
there's a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz, but at the same time, I think that the Colts were really the only contenders in this bid for him. You know, I saw that Jake Glazer said earlier that the Bears were in there a little bit, but apparently they never officially put in an offer for him.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
And again, a first round pick is a lot to part with. It's for teams. I mean, teams hold on to those first round draft picks in the NFL. That is a coveted item.
Unless you're the Rams.
You know, they're not concerned. Again, and it has
don't want those first round draft picks.
But let's say this, Taylor. Frank Reich and Carson Wentz had an incredible history. The reason this is going to work out for Carson Wentz is because this 100%. Was the coach, this was the coordinator back then with the Eagles, who Wentz had that magical 2017 MVP-like season, the best numbers of his career. Now, of course, he's coming off the worst numbers of his career. This is exactly where he wanted to land. Philadelphia felt like a place.
He's got the coach that can bring him to his maximum potential. And then he's also got, I think, a team around him that will allow him to be successful.
It looks like it's set up absolutely perfectly for Carson in a comfortable situation.
I'm excited to see this. This just got a whole heck of a lot more interesting.
I'm so disappointed.
Trevor Lawrence now to the Jags. Like, let's go.
And again, to see that Goff and Wentz, isn't it amazing how quickly things change in the NFL? Of course, there's that moniker, not for long. But to think that Goff and Wentz in that argument about which one would have a better career, of course, you're thinking that they're now both going to spend a decade in L.A. and in Philly. And yet, they both teams go to a Super Bowl. Of course, Wentz's team wins a Super Bowl, and now they're both on different teams. And I'll only say this much from a Philadelphia perspective, Taylor. Did Peterson have to go? That's just the one thing.
I don't think so. I don't understand that.
What was the real power play there if it was about not supporting Wentz and you're going to build this new team and this new structure around Wentz?
That doesn't make sense to me.
Wentz is gone. Peterson could have stayed. You could have built what you had, the momentum of Peterson and the character that he brought to this team. It's just, I'll simply say this much. It feels confused. And it feels confusing as a fan, as a city for Philadelphia. It's bizarre. It's bizarre and we just won't know. And it's one of those things, unfortunately, Taylor, that as we've said before, we get to play that out now over the next season. The next 10 seasons, let's say. The bottom line is, are the Colts going to have a better run? Are the Colts going to be going? Look, looks like the Colts are going to be going to the playoffs before the Eagles as of right now. Wouldn't you say that?
They've got more pieces in place, and it just kind of feels like it's a perfect fit.
And they're coming off a playoff season with Rivers, and the Eagles are coming off a 4-win season. So clearly, it looks as if the Eagles right now are going to be scratching their head on this one. But we get to see it play out. That's the beauty of all of this. Taylor, we will have much more to say about this. We know that we're
much more to catch up on.
There's so much more to catch up on. But you called it, Taylor. You called it. You said,
did I?
Quarterback carousel. Not necessarily specific. You said, Sam, quarterback carousel. You weren't even worried about the Super Bowl being the end of it because you thought, maybe we won't be speaking as much. Because no.
This entire free agency, this quarterback carousel that's going to be taking place. It's going to be an interesting offseason. There is no offseason in the NFL.
There isn't. And so we will see for the Eagles what is going to happen.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Carson Wentz to the Colts.
Amazing, Taylor. Wow.